10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, Sydney, Australia, Jeremy Zakas joins, and we begin with climate because there are repeated suggestions that El Nino is closing in on the springtime in Australia. That would be the fall in America. And there are strange happenings associated with El Nino. What it looks like is that the Pacific gets warmer near the surface, but not uniformly, not all of the Pacific, like pools or oceans within oceans of warm water. And that disturbs the climate, except El Nino now has to deal with unusual phenomena that are associated with climate change. Who knows? It's too soon to be determinative, but there are strange events that don't look like our childhoods. Right now, there's a hurricane closing in on Southern California. That's not normal. And Jeremy is reporting on a cold snap out of Antarctica closing in on him. Jeremy, a very good day to you. You grew up in Adelaide Hills in the southern coast of Australia. What was winter like when you were growing up compared to what you're experiencing now? Are they the same? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. No, they are markedly different. When I was growing up, winters in South Australia, they were cold by South Australian standards. And what I mean by that is when you got to the depth of winter, so the very middle of winter, what you could expect to get were temperatures around about 10 degrees Celsius during the middle of the day, which is around about, I guess, 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And you often had rain accompanying that. And then you typically get temperatures around about 15 to 20 degrees Celsius, which, you know, getting up in around the 60s to 70s Fahrenheit. And that would pretty much be your winter. So you'd go through cycles like that. You wouldn't get, I guess you could say, really, really cold winters. So it was a mild winter, as we used to say. And that's partly due to South Australia being at the southern part of some large deserts. There's a lot of warm air masses that go over the top of it. And when we used to get the Arctic blasts in South Australia, they very much petered out once they came across the land themselves. So they were very much dispersed. But what we're getting now, John, and this is what's incredibly different, and people that I still know in Adelaide, including friends and family, are now reporting, is that the winters are going into the sub-zeros in degrees Celsius. So they're going below freezing during the nighttime and sometimes into the morning. So it's a much colder winter there, and there is not the rain. The rain seems to have dissipated. So certainly this winter season alone in South Australia and Adelaide, there has barely been any rain, exactly what we're experiencing here in Sydney. But the difference is that South Australia, because of its reliance on those rains during the wintertime to fill its reservoirs and to keep its water supplies up, it's finding itself in a difficult spot in that it will go into a very, very hot summer with less water supplies than previously expected. And we've had that before during the many droughts in South Australia over the years when I grew up there. But it's especially telling now because this weather cycle seems to be becoming the norm insofar as the colder temperatures, less rain. So, John, compared to when I grew up in South Australia to now, it's almost apples and oranges. It is very, very different. It's much colder, much drier, and the weather is just much more savage, I think, than we've ever seen before.
Are you getting rain, Jeremy? We talked about that the last time, and I think the rain had held off. Has it come back?
It just hasn't come back at all, John. In fact, we're expecting rain again this Tuesday coming, but we're really not expecting it to actually materialize. What we did get during the last week was we had a little bit of, it's kind of like condensation. It was overnight, there was very, very light mist, which was very similar to rain. And the only reason I mentioned that is because it was very telling to actually see the asphalt, the concrete outside, actually wet for one of the first times this winter. So we didn't get any rain. We only got some moisture. But again, that's very odd here for Sydney because normally at about this time of the winter, sure, it's getting cold. Sure, we're getting snow, which typically creates drier conditions where we are physically here in Sydney because snow pushes further south. But normally we'd be getting the heavy rains, and normally we'd start to see a lot of green and undergrowth regrowing again because they would be accompanied by warmer days. But we're just not getting it. We're getting very dry nights, very dry days, slightly warmer weather during the actual daytimes too, but it's all dry.
All right. This is New South Wales and Victoria and South Australia. Is it different for them in Queensland or the Northern Territories? Are they having an unusual winter?
I wish I could say they were getting a normal winter, but they are definitely getting an unusual winter just like us. So it's no different to the unusual winters we're getting here in Sydney and down in Melbourne in Victoria and across in Adelaide, South Australia. Queensland is reporting some rain, which is good, but that rain's very much in the very north part of the state. So when you're looking at a map of Australia, as we discussed previously, if you look at about the 2 o'clock, when you look at Queensland, very much at the top of that 2 o'clock on the clock is where the rain is. Down where Brisbane is, which is about the 3 o'clock, so the right-hand side of the map, there really isn't a lot of rain going there either. So Brisbane, the capital city of Queensland, is getting the same conditions we are. And the problem with that too is water storage is one of them, but also the ecosystems, the wildlife, everybody's getting confused. So they're seeing a lot of different events with animals coming out when they shouldn't. But also too, the fact is that because it's dry now and because they will also head into a relatively dry period over what should be their monsoonal period, they're also facing problems with undergrowth that would have grown a little bit in the little bit of rain they have, but is going to dry out now. So you start to get those fire problems, the potential for some really catastrophic fires up in the northern parts of Australia too, which while we can typically deal with them here in the more southern latitudes, in Queensland, they typically don't get big bushfires. So when they do, it often gets bad very, very quickly.
And the Weather Bureau, has it committed to El Nino yet, or is it still holding back?
Still holding back, still hedging their bets. They're certainly not holding back and saying, no, there's definitely no El Nino. What they're saying is that, you know, there is a high chance that there will be, that this summer we'll have the catastrophic weather conditions that will actually mean it is El Nino, but they're not saying El Nino yet, even though there's predictions worldwide now from every part of the corners of the globe saying that we're probably 90-95% likely to get a very strong El Nino event. But our Bureau of Meteorology says all the numbers and all the pre-parts haven't quite come together yet to actually say that it is El Nino. But I guess, John, the reality is, as we've talked about before, the bureaucracy is what stops them saying it is El Nino, but they are toe-tapping heavily saying, you know what, let's face it, everybody, we actually do have pretty much El Nino on our doorstep.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, reporting on an unusual winter pattern developing for Australia. Without confirming El Nino, we're going to turn to a WWF segment. That's World Wrestling Federation, right, Jeremy? WWF is next because it's snake season. Everybody, these are reptiles coming. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.